الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about your chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding a faith that you practice. I'm unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the Islamic faith. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Don't forget to have your Quran next to you, or some way of writing down notes or taking notes with paper, pencil, pen, or some form of note taking. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic or subject will be Minor Signs, the Beginning of the End. In Islam, we believe, the Muslims believe, that you have some minor signs and major signs that the world is going to end, because we're not going to be here forever. As Allah created us from the beginning, started with Adam, and then when the last man is created, Allah will end the world and we have what's called the Day of Judgment, Yom Kiyama, the Day of Judgment, where Allah will ask us various questions. Our book will speak for us. Our good deeds, our bad deeds will be written in our books. Also, even our hands, our mouth, our tongue, our feet and eyes and head and ear will speak for or against us, and tell Allah about what we did or what we saw or where we went. And so that would happen on the Day of Judgment. And so some of the signs, you have two types of signs that indicate the Day of Judgment is drawing near. One are the minor signs, and then the other one, two, are the major signs. I'm not going to discuss the major signs. I'm going to talk about, at least right now, what's going on, what we call major, some of the minor signs. And some of the minor signs we can see right now before our very eyes. Or may be happening, we're not even realizing that it's happening. And some of the things I'm going to talk about as I go through this list of things. Now, some on my list of minor signs, I'm going to maybe elaborate a little bit about them. And then, you are intelligent people. And then some of the signs here, I'm going to let you think about for yourself and figure out for yourself, or match them up, the signs, some of the signs of the major, the minor signs that the Day of Judgment is coming near. I want you to match it up with what I say and what is going on. Like I said, my students are very intelligent. Those of you who are attending my class, very intelligent people. And so you are here to learn, and you know what's right and you know what is wrong. And I'm telling you what Islam says about what Islam is and what it is not. And so some things, again, I'm going to maybe elaborate a little bit on. And then other things I'm going to ask you, as intelligent people, to think about it. And maybe you'll be able to match it up or look out for it for the rest of your life, for the particular signs that the Day of Judgment is drawing near, because Imam Amin, he told us about the particular thing that's going on, or one of the signs of the minor signs. And you know what? I see it right here happening before my very eyes, whatever it may be. Let's start with this one. You will have the disappearance of knowledge and the appearance of ignorance. And so we have some of that going on. And that's one of the things I'm going to let you kind of think about a little bit, about the different disappearance of knowledge and the appearance of ignorance amongst the people. Because you do have some, I'm going to add something to this, not just let you think about it. You do have some situations, some people talk about a particular subject and they really, really need to be quiet. They don't know what they're talking about. And so those are the people that are very ignorant on a particular subject, but you can't tell them that they're ignorant on the subject because you can't tell them anything. And so again, knowledge will disappear and ignorance will appear. And we seem to have a lot of that going on right now. But again, I let you match up what I just say with what is going on. Another thing is adultery and fornication will be prevalent. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said that this has never happened without any diseases befalling the people. So it meaning the people of old, the ancestors, and they never knew anything about this kind of thing. And so we have right now a lot of people are fornicating, and a lot of people are committing adultery, meaning adultery is like you're married to someone, but you have sex outside of marriage. And not with your spouse or with someone else. And then, of course, you fornicate. You're not married, Azina. You're not married. She or he's not married. And you are have sex with each other. And so that's becoming more and more, more prevalent and more okay in society. Getting married is like almost taboo sometimes. Get married? No. Why should I get married when I could just go ahead and just have sex with the person? It's okay. But in Islam, it's not okay. Muslim cannot have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. We can't have that at all. We have sort of a courting period, and that had to be in a good way, good Islamic way, with a third party there. But we can't have say this person my girlfriend, and then do all the things associated with girlfriend. This is my boyfriend, and do all the things associated with having a boyfriend. These are some of the things we cannot do, my beautiful students, from an Islamic standpoint. But right now we see that adultery and fornication in most societies. It's not taboo. It's okay to do, and to do it with anyone you want or anyone that's free to do it with you. You also have one of the other minor signs is that when fornication becomes widespread among your leaders, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said that it will happen when the people stop forbidding evil. And so we see a lot of that going on right now. Even among some of our leaders, they say that we're leaders, and some are committing adultery, having a wife in the leadership position, but they have girlfriends on the side, or they may not have a wife, but they still have girlfriends on the side and doing things with this girlfriend outside of marriage. If you're not married, she or he's not married, then get married to them. That what's the problem? A person will live with each other, buy houses together, do all these things together, have bank accounts together, buy cars together, but they won't get married. We're going to wait to get married, or we're going to get married next year or something like that. But they're going to continue to fornicate with each other while they're living together with each other. A man may have a wife one place and a girlfriend somewhere else, or even a whole family someplace else. Same thing with a woman. She have a husband someplace and maybe have a man someplace else. So these things becoming more prevalent. And again, we have, even amongst our leaders, we have fornication. As I said, one of the signs, minor signs would be fornication becomes widespread among the leaders. And as I mentioned before, adultery and fornication will be performed in open. There's no problem whatsoever on a person committing adultery or fornicating with another people. None whatsoever. Matter of fact, some of the dances that people do is almost sensual. It's almost like they're having a sex while standing up. And that's what it seemed like to me, because they could be grinding on so much, on each other, front or back, whatever. It's like it would be surprising if they don't release sexual fluid because of the fact of running through their body, because they're so grinding so much against each other, and not exactly fornication or not exactly adultery, but it's very close in the actions that they're doing without entering into the other. We have also the consumption of alcohol or intoxicants will be widespread. And we see a lot of that going on right now. Can't have a party without having some kind of way of getting high or some kind of alcohol or intoxicant. And so we have a lot of that going on amongst us. And some people, they just buy it freely on the street, or they buy it and take it in their home. And so you have different ways of people getting high or getting intoxicated. Some people can't do certain things unless they are intoxicated. They can't have sex unless they're intoxicated. They can't be bold unless they're intoxicated. And so that is becoming more and more widespread amongst the people. And this is another minor sign. At one time, even in the United States, for example, they prohibited alcohol drinking. They smashed it up and do all kinds of things, but people were forbidden to have alcohol publicly. Some people had speakeasy and had some alcohol sort of undercover, but it was sort of a law that was passed that people could not have alcohol. And then people fuss more and more. The later on that law was abolished, and people now could drink as often as they want, and have as much alcohol in their home. So people even have their in their home bars set up, where they have their guests come over and sit at the bars, and they could drink as much as they like. We also have a situation, we're talking about minor signs, where women will outnumber men. Eventually, there might be 50 women to one man, or one man taking care of 50 women. And we see that's happening even more and more. I've seen that happen, even dealing with the women and the men I'm dealing with, because I deal with a lot of women who are looking for husbands, or husbands looking for women, and so are looking for wives. And so I have a situation where I had a lot of men looking for women, and then have a lot of women available. Now, 20, 30 years later, I have a lot of women now looking for men, and we have a little bit amount of men for them to choose from. So we do have this increase of women and a decrease of men. For whatever reason, I won't get into reason, and you might have your reason in your society or wherever you live, why there are more women than men, but that's seem to be the situation right now. Or one of the signs, the minor signs that their judgment is drawing near, is that you have 50 women to one man. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, "Killing, killing, killing, or murder, murder, murder will increase," and we see that happening on a daily basis, just about no matter where we live, an increase of murders. Sometimes a person who is killing the other person don't know why that person is killing them. Or the person who is killing someone else don't know why they're killing that particular individual. But there has been an increase of killing with no problem. You may have a situation, a person may go on one side of town and kill someone, and then that same day or hour later, he goes to another side of town and kills someone else with no problem and sleeps very well. And so we've been seeing an increase of murders in various societies. And that is one of the signs that the day of judgment is drawing near, that you have an increase of murders. Again, it says killing, killing, killing. And you can find out in the various scholarly works of Islam about an increase of people killing each other for almost absolute no reason whatsoever. One of the other signs or minor signs of the day of judgment drawing near is that the nations of the earth will gather against the Muslims like hungry people are going to sit to a table full of food. This would occur when the Muslims are large in number, but like the foam of the ocean or foam of the sea. And we see a lot of this going on right now is that you have a lot of people today. You have nations like people did in the 1800s when people got together and decided how to divide up the continent of Africa. You have this nation taking over this section of Africa, and this other country taking over this section of Africa. None of them are from Africa. They're just from other places outside of the African continent, and they start taking up various chunks and dividing it up. And they left this conference of this meeting and said, "This is how we're going to divide up this continent." have disregard for the people's culture, disregard for the people's religion. We're just going to install ourselves into this, into these countries, and we're going to dominate these countries, and we're going to colonize these countries. And make what they're doing wrong, and then what we're doing right. I won't even go into details about that, but you all know what I'm talking about. It is no, absolutely no surprise whatsoever what I'm talking about. But this is one of the signs, and a lot of these countries are Muslim countries. And people, a lot of people nowadays are against countries that identify as Muslims, that people who identify as Muslims. And they think that Muslims are terrorists, and all terrorists are Muslims, but they're not true. Or Muslims are not terrorists, and all terrorists are not Muslim. Well, they put this label on all Muslims that we all are terrorists, and this is not true and whatsoever. Had not another ounce or atom's weight of truth to that particular saying. But we have different nations teaming up against Muslims and doing what they can to downgrade Muslims and to go against Muslims, or to say bad things about Muslims, or to go to dominate their lands and bring their culture into their lands. But I won't go into details about that. You all know what I'm talking about, and you are intelligent enough, you can read it for yourself or look for yourself and then scratch your head and say, you know what? The imam was right. That is what's going on. And this is one of the signs of what we call the minor signs that the day of judgment is drawing near. You will have also as a sign, children will be full with rage. Watch the children. Are they full with rage or are they not full with rage? I'm going to leave that for you to think about. Also, children become foul through with their mouths and cussing and that kind of thing, disrespectful. But I'm going to let you think about that. All the children today, like the children of yesterday, or like the children of old, or the children, so many of you grew up as children, do they respect you the way you respected your elders? And again, you have children of fornication will become widespread or prevalent. So you have people having children out of wedlock. It's like getting married. It's like, no, getting married, why? Why would I get married? Some people even pay other people to inseminate them, or they pay for their sperm, or pay for them to have sex with them. But the father had nothing to do with the child. The mother just want a baby. She's getting old or whatever, and she just want a baby with no commitment to the husband whatsoever or to the man whatsoever. He has absolutely nothing to do with the child. And so this is a form of fornication. Or a man willing to fornicate with many women and impregnate many women and charge them money or not charge them money. But I won't go into details about that. I'll let you all figure it out for yourself. Another sign, a minor sign, is the gains will be shared out only among the rich with no benefit to the poor. I don't have to explain that at all. The gains what people earn will be shared out only among the rich with no benefit to the poor. I'm going to leave that for you to think about in your various countries where you live. Is that the case? What people gain, are they shared only with those who really don't need the money, those who are rich, and no benefit whatsoever for the people who are the ones that are poor? And likewise, similarly, you have paying zakat or paying to charity becomes a burden, and miserliness becomes widespread. In other words, people give less money to other people, and also being a miser become widespread. More people are misers and don't give their money. There's a lot of sharing of what you call the charity to the people, which is similar to what I said earlier, which is the gains will be shared only among rich or the rich, and no benefit to the poor. And you will have a case of miserliness, okay, a person being a miser, will be thrown into the hearts of the people. Miserliness will be thrown into the hearts of the people. And we see that happening more and more. And episodes of sudden death will become widespread. People just die. I just talked to him this morning. I just talked to him last night. Just people dying all of a sudden will also become widespread. There's another one of the signs that the day is ending, or the day is drawing near, when a day of judgment will be upon us. Another minor sign is when a man obeys his wife and disobeys his mother and treats his friends kindly while shunning his father. I'm going to read it one more time and I'm going to let you think about it. When a man obeys his wife and disobeys his mother and treats his friends kindly while shunning his father. I'm going to let you think about that for a little bit. I want to also mention to you, people will hop between the clouds and the earth. Again, people will hop between the clouds and the earth. And we have that going on right now. People going up into space, which is where the clouds are, and of course coming back to earth. Then you have in America in particular, you have people who are the super rich. They take up, for example, flight into the space of just a few miles or a few minutes, and then they come back down to earth, hopping from the sky and coming back to earth. And we at least had so far at least two, maybe three, extremely rich people in America, for example. It might be some of the richest people in the world using their money to hop people from earth. This is just regular people, astronaut, nothing like that, any kind of exploring, hopping from Earth to the clouds or atmosphere, and then coming back here to Earth. Also, leaders of a people will be the worst of them. Again, I know you all probably say, "Yeah, I know that one." The leader of a people will be the worst of them. I'll let you think about that and identify who you want to identify with what I just said. Also, this is going to be the same for this next one. Leaders of people will be oppressors. Leaders of people will be oppressors. They almost go together. I want you to think about that too, having the worst people in leadership. And of course, the leaders of the people will be oppressors. Think about that for a moment, just for yourself, and contemplate for yourself about this particular thing. And identify for yourself the leaders that I'm talking about. And let me do the next one. People will treat a man with respect out of fear for him or for some evil he might do. Again, people will treat a man with respect out of fear for some evil he might do. And I've seen this myself. I want to elaborate a little bit. I even said to a man one time, a leader one time, I said, "Do you know that the people really don't respect you? They fear your leadership more so than respect your leadership." And he, in my opinion, he was not humble about it, anything like that. Matter of fact, he didn't even say it. He just smiled. I don't know, a smile of approval that I was right or anything like that. He just smiled. He just gave me a sort of a smile or a smirk, if you will, about saying this, what I just mentioned here. People will treat a man with respect out of fear for some evil he might do. And so, in my opinion, that's why I said it to him, that people have more fear than you towards you than respect towards you. And he had nothing, he really didn't say anything. Not that he had to say anything, but he didn't say anything to me regarding what I said to him. But my feeling is that, and as it says here, is that the people would treat the person with respect out of fear for what this person would do for them or his evil the person may do towards them. Another thing is that you have people will dance late into the night. And we certainly have that. Maybe you've done that already. I don't know. But people will dance until late into the night. And so that's another sign of the day of judgment is drawing near. I'm just saying these combination of things, maybe not just one thing happening, that's it, but a combination of these things are indicators that the day of judgment is drawing near. These are minor signs. Allah giving us a heads up. It's not that we don't know. We can't go before Allah and say, oh, Allah, I didn't know. He's giving us heads up and giving us a sign. These are the signs that the time is drawing, that is drawing near. Matter of fact, I mentioned about time. Time will pass rapidly, so quick. It will be like a year, will be like a month. Or a month will be like a week. Or a week will be like a day. Or a day will be like an hour. So this is how rapid time will go by. And see how fast the year passes. How quickly a month passes. How quickly a week passes. How quickly a day passes. All these things are hour pass. Very, very quickly. So one of the signs that the day of judgment is drawing near, it's a minor sign. And it happens so fast, we don't even realize that it's happening. Is that time will pass very quickly. Pay attention to it. Today is such and such a date when you're listening to this particular episode. And then a week later, think about, man, I just seem like I read that. I listened to that episode a week ago or a day ago. Or yesterday, or something like that. I'm sorry, yesterday, or an hour ago. That's how quickly time is going to pass in terms of you listen to this episode that you listen to right now, and then a week from now, when you're going to be scratching your head and saying, man, I just heard that episode yesterday. Or last Friday, it's Friday again already? And so I want you all to pay attention to this because this time is passing by very quickly. And our time that we're getting close to our grave is getting closer and closer and closer with time going by. Every time the minute go by, we become one minute older. And we're 1 minute close to our grave. It also mentions that smog, meaning kind of like this cloudy look in the sky, will appear over cities because of the evil that they are doing. So I'm going to let you think about that. People will be carrying on with their trade, but they will only be a few trustworthy persons. Again, won't be able to, we're kind of doing that right now. It's hard to trade with people. Are people going to be honest with us? Are they going to give us the money that the change that we're supposed to get back from them? Are they going to charge us more money than they're supposed to charge us? Are they going to give us the best, give us the fruit that we pay for, or give us less than what we pay for? Are they going to give us damaged fruit or damaged whatever it is that we buy from them? Are they trustworthy, the person that we're dealing with? Also, there was a mention that one of the minor signs of the day of judgment, there will be attempts to make deserts green. I won't even go into that. You can go online and you can find out for yourself places where they attempt to make, or they have been successful somewhat, to make deserts green. Women will be naked in spite of being dressed. These women will be led astray and will lead others astray. Again, the dress of women, they will be naked, but they will be dressed, but they will be naked. And also, I mentioned to men, this is for me, that men will be the same thing. They will be dressed, but they will be naked. It will almost be like they're not dressed. I know in America, for example, a lot of men nowadays, they wear very extremely tight suits. The top is tight. The bottom is tight. You can see just about everything on men's because their clothing is so tight. Islamically, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to have loose-fitting clothing. So it'll be clothing that is not see-through. Or wearing the clothing of the opposite sex. Women can't wear men's clothing, and men can't wear women's clothing. That's part of the Islamic rites and rituals and the things that in our culture that we think we cannot do. But it says here one of the signs is that women will be naked in spite of being dressed. These women will be led astray and will lead others astray. I'm only telling you all what the various hadith and the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and some of the signs that the day is drawing near, the day of judgment is drawing near. I would mention more, but I'm gonna stop at this point. I want to mention one other thing, is that men will begin to like women, and women will begin to look like men, and men will have sex with men, and women have sex with women. I won't go into details about that. I will let you think about that and identify it where you want to identify it. But these are some of the signs that the day of judgment is drawing near, and that some of the minor signs that the day of judgment is drawing near. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I have been your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. And please come back next week for another episode of Islamic Faith in Focus. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.